Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm so glad you're here. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that my Christmas tree is up. Yes, my star is crooked, but it gives the tree depth and character. I am in full Christmas spirit. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I do apologize for not having an episode for you guys last Monday. However, I figured that everyone would be like me and be tuckered out from Thanksgiving festivities, from the weekend, from Black Friday, all of that. My husband and I actually went Black Friday shopping in one of the busiest malls in our area. And let me tell you, it was not a fun experience. It was something that we are definitely never going to forget. Definitely Black Friday memories. So I would love to know if any of you guys did anything fun or if you had any crazy Black Friday adventures like I did. For example, we were stuck in traffic for about 30 minutes just to get onto a side street. So that was fun. That's a little taste of the craziness that we had to go through when we went to this mall in our area. Again, not the smartest decision to do that on Black Friday, but like I said, you make memories, and it's definitely Black Friday I will never forget. It was actually my first Black Friday going shopping in person instead of online, and oh my goodness, like I said, we'll see if we do it again next year, because we went to a mall in the morning and it was completely fine. But when we went again in the evening with some of my family, it was just a zoo. There was no parking. The lines to get into the store were crazy long. Everyone was bumping into each other. And then getting out of the store was crazy. We couldn't even drive over to the restaurant that we were going to eat dinner at. So my husband and I had to cross the street where there were no crosswalks. And we were just huddling in groups with other people like penguins, just trying to not get hit by cars. Again, memories were made. We'll never forget that. We'll see next year. But anyway, I just want to give you some quick news story updates. I actually wrote articles on the things I'm going to be discussing today. You can find them at illinoisfamily.org. You can find that at today's episode. I'm just going to be covering some news stories that I think that you should be hearing about. Specifically, one is geared towards Illinois. However, if you're not an Illinois resident and you have a blue state, or even if you have a red state, I think it's important for you guys to know what is happening in the state of Illinois, what for people like me who live in Illinois, what's happening in other states, because we are the United States of America after all. So please just stick around. And then in the second half, I'm going to actually tell you about a positive news story that I wrote on. If you want to read the articles that I'm going to be referencing, I will put them in the description box below. But also you can go to illinoisfamily.org, illinoisfamilyaction.org, or selfevidentpodcast.com to find these articles. Okay, but before I get into that, I want to tell you about an event that is coming up, and I'm telling you months in advance so that you have no excuse but to clear your calendar and to attend. It's on a Saturday. Again, no reason to not attend, and it's in March 2025. We are having the annual Worldview Conference, and next year's topic is going to be on the high calling of marriage and family. Marriage and family is under attack in our culture, in our nation. We see this with the transgender movement. We see this with the abortion movement. We see this with the feminist movement. And what this conference is geared towards is getting us back to the root of what actually is marriage and family, why it's a high calling, why we should be aspiring to get married and have children, and just bringing us back to that foundation. There's going to be amazing speakers. We're having Scott Phelps from the National Marriage Campaign. We're having Dr. Brad Wilcox come speak as well. You are not going to want to miss this event. Go to illinoisfamily.org/events to find out more and register your attendance. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. All right. First news story is the negative one. And like I said, in the next half, I will tell you about the positive one, because I believe and ending on a positive note, especially in the Christmas season. Like I said, I have my red sweater. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see I have my Christmas tree up. I'm in a festive spirit today. Like I said, the first news story that we are going to be getting into right now is a negative one. Governor Pritzker of Illinois has been forthcoming and direct in his desire to make Illinois the abortion capital of the United States. And sadly, it seems that he is succeeding in this. And this is not a good success. This is a very devastating success. And I'll tell you why. In July of this year, Governor Pritzker signed the Birth Equity Act. And this sounds like it would be positive, but this is always what these politicians do. They hide evil agendas inside nice sounding titles. This was House Bill 5142, and Governor Pritzker signed it into law. And this bill mandates insurance companies in Illinois to cover the cost of abortion without any deductibles, extra costs, or copays. So for example, if you have Aetna CVS health insurance in the state of Illinois, you will see in your list of coverages, abortion. If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, you will see abortion in your list of covered care, reproductive care methods. If you want to call it reproductive care, which it's not, it's just murder. It's just killing babies. So this was signed into law in July. So in the state of Illinois, you can kill your baby at any point for any reason, because we're up to all 9 months of pregnancy in Illinois, and with no added impact to your wallet. You can basically, if you have a good insurance, you can kill your baby for free. In January of last year, Governor Pritzker signed House Bill 4664 into law, which protects healthcare providers and abortion seekers from legal attacks by neighboring states when out-of-state women travel to Illinois for abortions. So the press release reported that this bill takes historic action to protect Illinois providers and their patients, thousands of whom have traveled to Illinois to access essential reproductive health care now banned in their home states. So essentially what this bill now is doing is legally protecting people that come from red states that have stricter abortion laws from any legal repercussions because they traveled out of state for an abortion. So, and I'm going to tell you why I'm telling you about these bills, because they all tie into what happens next with another news story that dropped recently. So Governor Pritzker, in his speech applauding the addition of House Bill 4664 into law, commented, quote, "Last summer when Roe v. Wade was overturned, I made a promise that Illinois would remain a beacon of hope and an island for reproductive justice for all who seek it. And this bill fulfills that promise." And unfortunately, it does fulfill that promise, because Governor Pritzker wants to make Illinois the abortion capital of the United States. And he is doing everything in his power to succeed, and it seems to be working. We have people from all over now coming to Illinois for abortion because Illinois is so radical in the legal protection that we give to those types of people that travel out of state. And also that you have Illinois insurance that most likely your abortion is going to be free. So we as pro-lifers would like to think that, okay, maybe this is just in the legislative side. Maybe this is something that we can fix if we vote for pro-life candidates, if we're involved in our state legislature. And that's true. So for example, if you are an Illinois resident and you are not yet signed up for Illinois Family email alerts of when Illinois Family will tell you when a bill like this is going through the House or going through the Senate, and asking you to take action, like emailing your senator or emailing your representative or filing a witness slip, you should absolutely be involved in that. However, the unfortunate thing is that we as pro-lifers would like to think that that's only at the legislative issue of government, that abortion is just the legislative side. There's really nothing going on under the surface or through the back door. And that's just not true, which brings me to the main point of the article and why I wrote it. So the truth is that the spread of abortion and Pritzker's desire to make abortion capital Illinois a thing, that the spread of abortion in Illinois is far more sinister than I think pro-lifers could have thought or imagined. So Chicago Business recently reported that Planned Parenthood of Illinois has directly partnered with Hey Jane, a virtual reproductive care provider, to expand abortion access in the state of Illinois. Now, I'm not sure if you know what Hey Jane is, but Hey Jane, like I kind of already stated, is a virtual reproductive care provider where you can go online, find a doctor to talk to, have them prescribe you a medication, and have them mail it sometimes even to your door so that you never need to leave the comfort of your own home. Well, the problem is that Planned Parenthood of Illinois has now directly partnered with them. And can you guess why they've directly partnered with them? if you've guessed that it's to sell to flood Hey Jane patients with the abortion pill, you are correct. Quote, Planned Parenthood is now welcoming Hey Jane patients who qualify for procedural abortion, while Planned Parenthood patients can turn to Hey Jane for telemedicine abortion care, including medication abortion. Medication abortion can be prescribed by certified medical professionals through telehealth visits in which a patient can have pills mailed to an Illinois address or can pick them up at a Planned Parenthood health center. So in addition now to CVS Pharmacy and Walgreens, remember when that whole story blew up that CVS and Walgreens were selling the abortion pill? And actually that ties into a positive news story for you in the next half. Well, not only can you go to your local CVS or go to your local Walgreens and get the abortion pill, but now you don't even need to leave the comfort of your own home. You can just sit back, get a telehealth visit with a quote-unquote healthcare provider, if you want to call them healthcare providers. If the care that they're providing is murdering your child, I wouldn't call it healthcare. That's just me personally. I might ruffle some feathers with that. But you don't even need to leave your home. In fact, you don't even have to go. You don't even have to have the visit with the doctor online, and then they send your prescription to a CVS or a Walgreens or wherever you put your pharmacy. You don't even have to do that. They will mail the abortion pills directly to your front door. I hope you see why this is a problem, that already the data of abortion pills and the damage they do on women's bodies, how dangerous they are. In addition to this, women are going to be taking these pills behind closed doors with the doctor-patient confidentiality. And who knows how many abortions are now going to take place. I'm not sure if the data is going to be skewed on this. So again, I told you I'd tie in why I told you about the House bills. So the state legislature in Pritzker, through the passage of House Bill 5142 and House Bill 4664, have ensured that out-of-state abortion seekers are legally protected and that abortion is as cheap as possible in Illinois. But now, in addition to this, like I said, you don't even have to do travel time or wait time. You can get connected with a doctor who's going to give you an abortion pill in minutes and have it mailed to your door. I just kind of want to turn our attention now to scripture and what God has to say about this. Proverbs 6, 16 through 18 says, there are six things which Yahweh hates. And I'm reading from the Legacy Standard Bible version. Even seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked thoughts, feet that hasten to run to evil. And I reference these verses, I reference this passage because I think this passage is so fitting of Planned Parenthood, specifically Planned Parenthood of Illinois in this case, specifically of Hey Jane, Governor Pritzker, Illinois State Legislature, that they're quick to shed the innocent blood of preborn children in their womb. Their hearts devise wicked thoughts and how they can kill as many kids as possible. Not only can you travel out of state, it be totally legal, have abortion in Illinois, if you are an Illinois resident and have Illinois insurance, it can be most likely free or as cheap as possible as they can make it. Not only that, but now they're making it easy for you to kill your baby without even having to leave your home. That is how bloodthirsty they are. And Christians, we have to pray. We have to pray for God's intervention on the state of Illinois. We have to pray for his mercy because it's easy for maybe out-of-staters to look at Illinois and say, oh my goodness, Illinois is so bad. I can't believe that people live there. Or I'm so glad my state isn't like that. And I'm glad that we have states like Florida, one of the most pro-life states out there. But at the same time, this cultural mindset is inundated in every state in Illinois. If you remember from the election, Florida just barely got away with keeping the 6-week ban because they needed 60% to approve the all 9 months of pregnancy abortion, and they got 57% approval. That is a slim margin of people that actually wanted abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. So red states aren't really that far off. We saw the loss in Arizona, a red state, and yet they have radical abortion policies. So we can't think that this is just an Illinois problem. Oh, those Illinoisers. Oh, that Illinois legislature. Oh, that Illinois governor. I can't stand him. He's so evil. Yes, that's true. But this is a cultural issue that we're all facing. And it seems that Illinois just seems to be the most in your face about it. So Christians, we have to pray for God's intervention. We have to keep fighting for the lives of preborn children in the womb because they don't have a voice. We are to be a voice for the voiceless. We are to be the defender of these little image bearers. I don't really have an ad break or a plug break or another event break for you guys. I'm just going to get right into another news story, but this one is positive. And the reason I didn't want to do any break here was because I wanted you to have the idea of the abortion pill and CVS Pharmacy and Walgreens and all these things happening. I wanted that to be on the forefront of your mind because something good is happening. Costco is probably pro-life, and I'll tell you why. Both Walgreens and CVS Pharmacy received major backlash when they announced that their pharmacies would provide mifepristone, the abortion pill, to patients. And CBS News reported in March of this year that both CVS and Walgreens told CBS News that they have become certified to dispense the pills following regulatory changes the FDA made last year that allow retail pharmacies to sell the pills. So in addition to this, both CVS and Walgreens released official statements. And I won't read those for you. Again, I will post the article that I'm referencing. You can read all the resources for yourself. I actually encourage you to do that. I would encourage you to fact check me, if you will. And understandably, these official announcements from CVS and Walgreens received national backlash from major pro-life groups. For example, Live Action, started by Lila Rose, one of the biggest pro-life organizations, national organizations in America, hit this one hard. And the biggest quandary that millions of pro-lifers were facing, including me, was, okay, which pharmacy do I go to? I get that Walgreens and CVS are evil pharmacies, and I don't want to support a pharmacy that sells the abortion pill because I believe that that's murder, and I don't want to support that in any way with my dollar or with my presence there, whatever the case may be. And ending prescriptions is just not an option, especially for people that have chronic issues or they need prescriptions to function on a daily basis, or they're diabetic, whatever the case may be. Not taking your medicine is just not a thing. That's not a good idea. So what do people do? You know, we have all these evil companies and we don't want to support them. And yet, where do I go? What do I do? Well, thankfully, Costco has the answer for you. I love Costco, okay? I didn't get a Costco membership until I got married, and understandably so because I would use my parents and I would go with my dad, but I didn't get it until I think we were married for like a year before we actually got a Costco membership. And I look back and I'm like, why did I not get a Costco membership right away? First, it's not that expensive. It's $60 a year. They have cheaper gas if you're a Costco member. So we love that. We love having cheaper gas, especially the area that we live in. You save money on bulk items. In fact, one of our favorite items to get is some paper products. We love chicken sausage there. It's great. I love fruit from Costco. That's just me. So there are so many reasons why people love Costco, and especially when you walk through some of the sections, like these TVs that are on sale, or you can go on vacations for much cheaper, or they have the tire section or the food court. I mean, Costco is just Costcoing. Costco has so much to offer, so much to give. And in addition to this, you can have peace of mind that actually you can switch your pharmacy to Costco because your healthcare providers actually recognize Costco as a legitimate pharmacy. They're certified in that. Let's say you don't want to be a Costco member, that's not in the budget for you, or it's just not your thing. You don't even have to be a member of Costco to switch your pharmacy to Costco, which is amazing. And guess what? Costco does not sell the abortion pill. They don't kill babies. That's another reason to love Costco. Like I said, Costco just has everything going for them. And I just find that to be such a win. I am praying that they continue in their mindset with that of not selling the abortion pill. I hope that that stays for millennia to come because I do not want to have a reason to leave Costco. And if they started selling the abortion pill, oh goodness, that would be tough. That'd be a tough one because I love Costco. And this is another reason why I love Costco. And maybe if you are on the fence about getting a Costco membership, hey, you have another reason to get a Costco membership. You know, tell your husband, tell your wife, or tell your parents, like, hey, Costco doesn't kill babies. Let's go support them. Let's support them financially. That was the positive news story that I wanted to highlight for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to seeing you next Monday. Until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is self-evident.